Hey, welcome, my fellow deplorables, to the Amber May Show. I'm glad you are here with me today because I'm going to update you on what is happening in Maricopa County and on the Arizona election. So all that is coming up on today's episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Send this far and wide. I add more information on Telegram, so join my Telegram at the Amber May Show. We're going to have more content there than you do on this program, so make sure you subscribe to my channel on Telegram. You can also find me on True Social at Amber May or Frank Social at Amber May as well. Please consider becoming an angel investor if you believe in what I'm doing. I could really use some support on the website at theambermayshow.com. There's a donate button there, and you can donate whatever you think you could do. 5, 10, 20, 100, 1,000, whatever you can afford, that's fine. I am not endorsed by Big Pharma and could use your support to help fund the program. So I look forward to seeing you on Telegram. And up next is the update on the Arizona election. I would give you an update of what is happening in Maricopa County. So let me do a screen share for you so I could show you some of the latest results coming out of Maricopa County. So it appears that Mark Kelly is going to get reelected. Looks like this is still too close to call. According to Arizona law, if it's within half a percent, they have to do a recount of the ballots. And apparently Adrian Fontes is looking like he is taking the lead. Now, this is super close. He only has 771 ballots left, and this is Abe, in order to win or reach her total. So there's not a lot between them, so that would go for a recount. Here's what I want you to pay attention to. I want you to look at this. 1.3 million votes, okay? And this is for Arizona Secretary of State. She is a Republican, Arizona Secretary of State. We have Carrie Lake, 1.2 million votes. How is it possible that the treasurer is more popular? How is it possible that the treasurer is more popular than the governor, the person running for governor? So let me look at that again. You have 1.3 million votes for a Republican treasurer. She's beating her opponent by over 281,000. And the Republican governor gets 1.2 million votes. Does that make any sense to you? Okay, so I want you to pay attention to this. Here, supposedly, our executive branch is almost all Democrats, right? Tom Horn, superintendent of public instruction, is beating Kathy Hoffman. But predominantly what we are being told is our executive branch is pretty much going to Democrats. Look at this. Look at our federal races, okay? The majority of our federal candidates that are going to Washington are Republicans. So let's count how many Republicans. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 Republicans to 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 to 4. We have more Republicans going to Washington than we do Democrats. Okay, so now let's look at our legislative branch. What you're going to find here is we have more Republicans taking office for the Arizona state legislature than Democrats. I think, what was my totals that I came up with before? Let me look it up. I think I came up with like 45 Republicans, like 41 or 42 Democrats. Let me look what I got. Let's see. I came up with the numbers before. Pardon me for Okay. I don't remember what I came up with. I think it was like 40, 45 to 42. So we're leading in the state legislature. The Republicans are going to take control of the state legislature. The Republicans are predominantly, more Republicans are going to Washington than Democrats. But you want to tell me the executive branch? The executive branch is going to Democrats. Does that make any sense to you? First of all, Katie Hobbs did not campaign. She campaigned just as much as Joe Biden did, which was very little to none. She wouldn't even debate Carrie Lake. I've been to several of Carrie Lake's events. They were jam-packed of people. She is so it was like Donald Trump. When Donald Trump came to Arizona, he has so you can see that as I go back to screen sharing again, you can see that it's just odd. So Katie Hobbs hardly campaigned. She campaigned like Joe Biden, like I just said. So Donald Trump, when he came to Arizona, he filled places like standing room only. People got their hours early because they knew early on in his campaign, people were turned away because there just wasn't enough room and not enough capacity. And so Donald Trump had places filled to the max. Carrie Lake had places filled to the max. I've been to several of her events. She drew crowds, and they want to tell me that she is winning. So here's the ballots that are left. And I'm getting all this information from the Secretary of State's website. We have 27,000 ballots left to count. So according to this, Carrie Lake still would have a chance to win if she got every single vote left that needs to be counted. And he stands a very good chance of winning if you got every vote counted. That was left to be counted. So if he got all 24,000, he'd be the winner. However, there's going to be a recount. The problem I have with a recount is if there are fraudulent ballots in our election, just like the Arizona audit, what they did in the beginning in 2020 when they did the audit is they recounted all the ballots. That meant the fraudulent ballots and the legit ballots, okay? That's how they started it out. And then they dug into the ballots and they figured out was the paper real? Was it pre-printed? Like they like used Javon Holton Pulitzer's technology to look at the ballots themselves. And then they discovered a whole bunch of ballots were fake. Now we could do the same thing. We could go and do the recount again, but if we do that and there are fraudulent ballots in the recount, then we're going to get the same numbers. I think the only way that we can really do a better job is if A, we redo the election, but we still stand the chance because we never fixed 2020. We could redo the election, or we can do an audit of Maricopa County's ballots using Jovan Ho Ho Houghton Pulitzer, I can't talk today, using his technology. Now, just so you know, this was their only play left in the chessboard. They knew a red wave was coming. A red wave did show up. The news media will not allow you to know that because the elections are what they are. So in Arizona, they want us to believe the Democrats took our legislative offices our executive offices, which I have a really hard time believing that because I just showed you. If you look at here, let me show you some more races. I'll show you some more. Okay, so the statewide races, look at this. Okay. We've already talked about the executive branch. That doesn't make sense. Okay, our state treasurer's red, our superintendent's red, our mine inspector's red, our corporation commission, you only get two. They're Republicans. But yet, you want to tell me the lady who is over our elections, who never recused herself from her office, she's in charge of elections. She never stepped back and recused herself from her office and was running for governor. And she never campaigned. She wouldn't debate Carrie Lake. She refused to debate Carrie Lake. She was known and convicted as a racist. And then you have Adrian Fontes, who is the attorney for drug cartels. You want to tell me these people won the election? I just showed you the rest of our state is red. Our state legislator is red, by and large. And then our congressional offices, we outbeat the Democrats. So it's not making any sense whatsoever. So this is what's happening. Now, if you think Arizona's just going to sit back and do nothing, you have another thing coming because that is not the way Arizona works. However, if you want to support Arizona, we would love that. We need as much support and public pressure as possible. What we could use is if you live in Arizona, sign an affidavit. The link will be in the description. If you live outside of Arizona, if you could fill out a notice, and the link will be in the description, that will help us have a stronger voice. If we go to court, if we have to go to our state legislator, we're going to have a stronger voice if all of you from across the nation will fill out either the notice or the affidavit. So if you live in Arizona, you're going to fill out the affidavit. If you live outside of Arizona, you're going to fill out the notice. That will help. That's number one. Number two, if you want to help Arizona, help your state. Because they've come after Arizona, trying to turn Arizona blue with faulty elections. So we have maladministration galore on our elections. We had ink that ran out. We had faulty machinery. First of all, we don't want machinery. And we're hoping that if we do get a recount, we can hopefully get an injunction to get rid of the machines. Now, we tried it before. Carrie Lake and Representative Mark Finjam, they did it before, and the judge said no. But this time we have like, oh, about 30% of our tabulators that were not functioning. So perhaps that's going to work for our side if we can go to and I don't know if this is going to happen 100%. I was at a meeting. Things are being discussed at the meeting. So I don't know for sure if this is going to happen, but these are ideas worth exploring. Okay. And like I said, we're a cowboy state. We're not just going to sit back and be like, how is it everywhere else Republicans won, but our Secretary of State, our governor, and our Attorney General? It just doesn't make sense, especially if you didn't campaign. Now, so we could have the ability to go to the judge, and maybe a judge will be like, well, now that there's issues with your tabulator where everyone could see it, that they didn't work, that they were sent away. People were disenfranchised. They couldn't wait 3 hours to go vote. People had jobs and school and all kinds of stuff. They can't wait 3 hours to go vote. People were turned away. They had to have provisional ballots because they would check into one location. And when you check into one location, you can't uncheck out. On one hand, I get it. It's a safety precaution. That way, we don't have multiple voters and multiple voting centers. We need our state legislator to get involved. I personally think we need to audit this election within Maricopa using Jovan's technology is what I think. Even if they did a recount, we're going to get the same numbers. And even if we did a whole brand new election, the possibility of the cheat is still there.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. With everything going on right now, your rest is so important. That's why we're having the biggest MyPillow sale ever. Not only are my bed pillows as low as $19.98, but you can get the best body pillows ever. Regular $89.98, now only $29.98. Take your rest on the go with our Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows for only $14.98. And we have our new couch and accent pillows. They aren't just for looks. They have MyPillow's patented adjustable fill that gives you that amazing MyPillow comfort. In this economy, you get the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you get deep discounts on body, couch, bolster pillows, and so much more, including my original bed pillows for as low as $19.98. Please order now while quantities last.
So yesterday I showed you how I just got my brand new weight loss coffee, but it does more than that. It helps reduce with fatigue and stress, and it helps with your mind. And yesterday I showed you how you could drink it hot with a warm glass or a hot glass of water. Today I'm going to do an experiment. I don't know how it's going to taste, so you're going to join with me. So what I did is I grabbed my little blender. I put some ice and some water in it. And if you're on keto, then heavy whipping cream is a big part of keto. Like, you use it on a regular basis. So I'm going to add some heavy whipping cream. So this is going to be interesting. You're going to find out live on this video if I think it tastes good or not. Because it's an experiment. I might not like coffee this way. I mean, coffee's a new thing for me anyway. So this, just one scoop, is called the Java. So if you're trying to get healthier and you want to lose weight, then this is what you're going to need, because it has a lot of superfoods in it. It helps with burning fat. It helps with mental clarity and energy. And it smells really good. So here's my scoop of my coffee mix. It's called Java from Mfinity. You can find it in the links below this video, or you can go to ambermay.mymfinity.com. So it's gonna get loud, folks. It's gonna get loud. Let's see how this tastes. I hope it tastes good. I think I actually need to blend it some more, so hold on. Okay, moment of truth, folks. Let's hope I don't spill on TV. That would be so embarrassing. Ooh, it's like a smoothie. Wow. Cheers. Oh, I could dig that. Next time I'm going to put more heavy whipping cream. That could do that. Here's to losing weight. So go to ambermay.myinfinity.com or go to thetimelesspack.com. Use promo code AmberMay and grab some coffee of your own.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
You need to fight for your state. Now, you think your state's red right now. You think your state is a conservative state. They are coming after your state. So you need to make sure, while you have a conservative governor, a conservative legislator, that they have really good, strong election integrity laws. If they can ban the machines in your state, ban the freaking machines in your state. It's one way they cheat. It's death by a thousand counts. There's multiple ways that election fraud happens. Now, I played you some videos earlier this month, and maybe I should replay some of the videos that I played. So let me remind you of what I posted earlier this week with President Obama admitting there is voter fraud in 2008.
Right there in the black shirt. Yep. Hold on. Wait for the mic so we can all hear you.
I would just like to know what you can say to reassure us that this election will not be rigged or stolen.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines. But look, I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction. That's why we've got to.
They tilt things in their direction. The people in power tilt things in their direction. And notice he mentioned the machines. Why is that so important? Why is it so important that the Democrats were in charge of the machines if machines don't manipulate any votes, or if machines don't have anything to do with votes? Like, why does that matter? If a paper ballot, obviously, either it's not hard to cheat. You can, we learned in the audit in 2020 that they, in Pima County, they just put in, 20,000, 30,000 votes in the election. But my point is, why didn't he say, good thing that the Democrats are in charge of the paper ballots? No, he said machines. Why? Why? Why did he say machines? Mike Lindell screams it at the top of his lungs because machines are one of the death by a thousand counts. It's one of the deaths by a thousand counts. Then they somehow sneak in ballots that don't belong. I don't know how they do it, but somehow they do it. I don't know all the answers to everything. And then we hear Hillary Clinton talking about interfering in the elections. Again, another Democrat. So here, let me play this clip for you. This is Hillary Clinton.
I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm.
Let me make sure this share. Okay.
Elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead. Because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures, yes, you heard me that correctly, state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican controlled. But there's also good news in the face of this very real threat to democracy. Indivisible has launched Crush the Coup to make sure we're ready to defend democracy in 2024. They've put together a list of critical races in six key states and how you can get involved. Will you support Crush the Coup by donating to Indivisible and state legislature candidates? Each of these races is highly competitive. And your dollars could very well decide the winners and the winner of the next presidential election. This could not be more important or more urgent.
Okay, that's another Democrat, former first lady, talking about interfering in an election. And they call themselves indivisibles. Go to Crush the Coup. Go find that website. Go look at the states they're targeting. It's disgusting. We should have free and fair elections. It's our constitutional right. Your vote matters. My vote matters. But these people are interfering and canceling your vote and my vote out. This can't stand. You want to help Arizona? Start defending your state. And then talk about Arizona. Please talk about Arizona. Because we need the help. We need the help. But if you think we're just going to sit back and do nothing, you're mistaken. But in all, God's hand is upon this whole thing. This is too big for mankind to defeat the enemy. Because you know what we found out this week is FTX. There was a man behind FTX and it was a Ponzi scheme, a whole thing. And Ukraine was involved in this and they were funneling money to the DNC and to Democrat campaigns. This man was like the second highest donor they had. And he was, for a lack of a better word, from my understanding, it was kind of like he was money laundering. It was never real money to begin with. It was this whole fake money thing that ended up getting washed and turned into money through Ukraine. And then he was funding Democrat campaigns in the DNC. And he was the second highest donor under George Soros. And that just came out this week. And so you think this kind of money, you should have seen the ads they ran against Mark Fincham. They were a bunch of lies. I know Mark Fincham personally, and they were attacking him with nothing but lies. And if people are going to vote based on those commercial snippets, then maybe you shouldn't be voting, because you need to look at the candidate themselves and investigate the candidate yourself. Don't rely on those commercials, because those commercials were paid for by a guy like this with FTX. And all of them was lies. They were one lie after another about Mark Finchem. I can talk about Mark Finchem because I know Mark Finchem. And I was just like watching these commercials and I said to Mark, I'm like, wow, you are a big threat to them because they are coming at you with everything. And look at his election right now. Look at his election. Now, I don't know that he's really truly losing. I really don't believe that. But the ads were nasty against him and they were all lies. It was horrible. But you see this, what's going on? Election interference. And then you saw it at the highest level where people were turned away from their elections. So fix your elections in your state before you become in Arizona, before you become in Nevada, and you are fighting tooth and nail just so your vote doesn't get canceled out. It is so important. But I want to give you hope as I started to talk about that. This is way too big for us. I mean, the giant that we're facing, the Goliath that we're facing is more powerful because they're in control of the whole nation. They have more money than us. They are well strategic with their plans and they are in lockstep, lockstep, lockstep. And so people like us can't defeat that. But there's a God in heaven who can. And so God gave me the story of Gideon within this last year. And so Gideon was a nobody and a nothing. And God used him and called him a mighty warrior. And he was able with 300 men defeat a huge, massive army. And they couldn't have done it without God's help. There was a guy named David. And without God's help, he couldn't have defeated a Goliath. This man was like 9 feet tall. He was huge. He had all his military garb on. I mean, the guy, I'm sure it looks scary. I'm sure. Because the Israelite army were scared of this Goliath, but it took this one man named David to have the courage to fight Goliath. And then Gideon, with only 300 men, he was way outnumbered, way outnumbered. He was a nobody, and God used him. So God's using a bunch of people, and I know I'm part of the plan. I didn't meet all the people I've met. I wasn't, God told me to start my show again. Just so we can get defeated, it looks like it now. It's so hard in our natural eyes to be positive about this whole thing. And it's really hard because it looks bad. In the natural, it looks terrible. I don't have the power in the natural to defeat the maladministration of our elections. And it's across the country. I don't have that. I don't have the money. I don't have the notoriety. Even the people with the money and the notoriety are having a hard time with it. President Trump lost his 2020 election. He had notoriety. He was a president of the United States. He had money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have any of those things, but God put me in a time such as this to meet the people, to meet a president's son. I've never met a president's son, to meet a chief of staff, to meet doctors and lawyers and go stand on stage and speak to people. Why? I think he wants me to bring hope, and only he's going to be able to defeat this enemy. And I think he will. I don't know when he's going to do it. I wish he would give me the download on like his plan and his timing. I don't have that information. But God doesn't care about my fame. God doesn't care about my notoriety. So why would he put me in realms with lawmakers, with presidents' families, with presidents' chief of staff, with generals, with doctors, with lawyers? Why would he do that? Unless he had a plan in place and his timeline is an on man's timeline. So I don't know when this will happen, but there's only one possibility that I see, and that's God getting the credit, God doing something amazing, because he told me a long time ago about this stuff. Early 2000s, I heard a message from him. He gave me a vision of speaking on stage. That vision has already come to fruition last weekend. I mean, so I think it's getting close to his timeline, but I don't know his exact timeline. But I'm here to give you hope. It looks terrible in the natural. But that doesn't mean don't do anything, because faith without works is dead. And if God used Gideon and God used Daniel, or David, sorry, God can use you, and he's gonna, and you could be that piece of the puzzle. Just like, I'm a piece of the puzzle. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. I don't have notoriety. I don't have fame. I don't have money. I am nothing, but I have a mouth. And if God tells me something, I can share it with you. I could tell you what's going on the ground. I can tell you that there's people involved and patriots that are upset. I can tell you that they're working on stuff. It's not like they're going to sit back and do nothing. And I can encourage you about that. So with that said, it's not the be all end all. Okay. It's not the be all end all, but you can help us with your affidavits. You can help us with your notices. That's helpful. You can help us talk about our elections. Please talk about our elections. And you can help us by going after your own elections. So make sure that your vote doesn't get discounted, that your vote matters in 24. Your vote should matter. It's your constitutional right, and your voice should be heard. And right now, there are people out there that want to cancel your vote. There were Democrats in Arizona whose votes got canceled. It wouldn't fit in the machine. They got provisional ballots. They had to walk away. 1 in 5 or 1 in 3, I think. It's the numbers changed a little bit. So it's either 1 in 3 or 1 in 5 voters didn't get a vote. They showed up. There was issues. They didn't get a vote. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. I want to play one more thing for you. So I want to show you one more thing that has to do with our elections, maladministration. It's one more clip. So watch this.
Will be used by the various parties that are out there, the parties that are currently having their elections stolen from them. Before I get to my guest, I do want will be used by the various parties that are out there, the parties that are currently having their elections stolen from them. Before I get to my guest, I do want to play a short clip of, this is from the hearing on Election Day in Arizona, where the Republicans and Blake Masters and Carrie Lake, they were trying to get the debacle in Maricopa County. They were trying to get it corrected by allowing people to vote for 3 hours longer. When that didn't turn out to be such a good idea, and we can talk about that with my guest. But one major takeaway is that the team for the Democrats made what I consider to be a critical error by opening the door, by basically acknowledging the existence and the potential for voter fraud. So here, take a listen.
And say anybody who wants to can come in and say, oh, I tried to vote early but wasn't able to. Even though the records say a vote, let me vote again, we violated the sacrosanct fundamental aspect of American constitutional democracy, and that is one person, one vote. We'd have to take people on their own. I showed up in Queen Creek to vote. They asked me to put it in the third drawer. I decided not to do it. I tried to spoil my ballot. I don't know if it was spoiled or not. I left, and now I'm showing up at another vote center because the court that I can after the vote's supposed to close, and I'm going to vote again. There is no way to reconcile whether that individual voted and had that vote tabulated at polling place or is going to be tabulated at NICTAC. And so you're opening up the door to voter fraud.
As you heard, that's, there it is.
So you are opening your door up to voter fraud, and that was in a hearing in a court of law. And that was just here in Arizona. So that is the update in Maricopa County. So appreciate you guys sticking around with me. And hey, it's not over. Okay. It's not over until God says it's over. You take care. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
It's because of a mutual friend of ours that I was actually connected with you. Michael, the artist, the Commander's artist, he's a friend of yours, and he's done some work for you. He's designed the logos on this show, and the Commander's artist, he's a great guy, isn't he? He speaks very highly of you.
Now, Michael is a terrific American patriot, and if anybody, I hope that you will promote his website and him. He does, the artwork that he does is very, very patriotic, and one of my sort of big things with Michael is Michael came into my life through this political persecution journey that my family and I went through, and he stepped up in a big way to help us raise some money for our legal defense. And Michael and I have become very good friends, and he's a terrific, faithful man, and I love him.